Welcome to Commander Central, episode 42. This will be a continuation of our Wooburg series. The final part and final color, the color of grass, the color of money, the color of envy, and the color of lanterns, which is green.
Not all lanterns are green.
Well, though, you know, very good. Good that I am glad that you're that much of a nerd, Chris, that you knew that.
I'm a huge nerd.
The red lanterns and the white lanterns and the blue lanterns and the yellow lanterns.
My favorite is the orange lantern because they have the best oath, which is just mine. Because it's the color of greed. All right. Anyway, before we get distracted into talking about the different color lanterns, we're also going to talk about maybe some social media stuff and Attraxable. Maybe just a final, one of our final little bits on that. Just a reminder it's going to happen.
And we're going to win.
We are going to win for sure. And whatever else is going on. I'm Dana.
I'm Max.
And I'm Chris.
Max shakes his head, no, we're not going to win. The odds have gotten much worse. It was 50-50 when it was just us and CCO.
Now no, it was like 70-30 when it was just us two.
With the exchange rate, yeah, 70-30.
Oh, I wasn't factoring that in.
Right.
I didn't bring a moose.
But yeah, now there's enough warm bodies participating that I think right now we're looking towards Friday night-ish.
Friday night-ish,
because
yes.
There's a tournament all day on Friday for Commander.
Yes.
So I think we're going to try to work around that.
For it?
The Soul Ring one? Yeah, that looks sharp.
It does look really good.
Yeah.
I'm about to buy it off of someone.
You're not going to play
good
it?
Good luck.
I don't know. I don't have a deck to take to that tournament.
I think it's going to be, yeah, like it's going to be people playing serious, I would think. So I don't know.
Maybe.
If I want to get involved either.
I might have a really serious deck.
Chris probably does.
I have one I could borrow. Sure. I could borrow a buddy's Tatiova deck that stomped our teeth in last weekend, which we'll talk about later.
We will get into that. But yeah, GP Vegas is like right there on the horizon. We're essentially leaving in
a week.
In a week, and when this airs, by the time this airs, we'll be leaving like 5 days after that. I'm pretty excited for this whole deal.
I am ready for it to be here. I just want to go. I want to get out of hometown and get away for a week.
And Chris will hold on the fort when we're gone. He'll keep everything in check around here.
Yep, pretty
much.
Make
sure Wisconsin doesn't get out of control.
Yeah, it could.
It might.
Because we're gone.
We'll have a bunch of Canadians in the country during that week, so we'll have to keep an eye on them as well. SCG Minnesota, or was it Minneapolis? I guess Minneapolis, technically.
Minneapolis.
Last weekend. Chris played Modern.
Yep.
And so Max and I were there and didn't do much until the first round was over of the Modern tournament, and Chris wasn't pleased. Ellie, what did you say when you walked over after your first round match?
I'm sure there was many explicitives in that sentence.
And the word storm.
And storm.
Right. So you were mad. I believe you were talking about just, you were going to sell your deck.
Like, oh, I was at that point. I was like, because I sat down. First thing my opponent did was play a red-blue fast land and then sleight of hand. And I'm like, oh, that's cute. I'm playing storm. And the guy next to me says, I play Brawl. And then the guy next to me on the other side says, I'm going to play Desperate Ritual. And I'm like, how many freaking Storm decks are here today?
I believe that's pretty much what you said. Bleep, bleep, bleep. Everybody but me at the table was playing Storm. Bleep, bleep.
But despite that rough first round, you wound up 6-3?
Yeah, after playing humans five times in a row.
That's a pretty good turnaround, though, going 6-3 after that rough first round.
Yeah, it's not bad.
The entire group from D20 looked as angry as
that
Chris
first
did
round
after round one.
I think, did everyone lose their first round match?
Yes, every
the
single
whole,
one of us
the
did.
The whole group lost their first round match. Yeah, that's rough.
And we proceeded to win all of our matches up to about round five, and then some of us lost one. Other people lost two in a row. And yeah,
still pretty good showing, though, for the team at that point.
Yeah, it wasn't bad, I guess.
You went all nine rounds, so kudos to that, because I probably would have been
sticking
like,
it out, for sure.
I'm done. Mentally drained, done.
Max and I played in a couple pods.
We did. Played a lot of Commander that day.
And then just played with random people. We only played in, I think, just one of the pay pods.
Yes.
And then just played with random people at tables. And that was a good time.
Very good time.
Run into a few fans. Dan Mel, who is a patron as of last week, I think.
He's a hoodlum.
There. He is a hoodlum.
He is a hoodlum.
I'm going to say that out loud, Dan. Come find me. You know where I am.
What else? It was a good time.
It was a great time. Glad to meet people, hand out some business cards, played some EDH.
I won a pod with my Recce deck.
That was bad.
Doesn't surprise me.
It ran amok. It ran fast, too, because I opened with Untadaki Cloudkeeper, So then turn two Recce, and then I think I hit Ancient Tomb pretty quick too. So yep. I was just dropping Legends. I had my Mox Amber really quick. So I mean, just no one could keep up.
I think you ended that game though with like 13 life, and it was all done by yourself.
It was all me. No one damaged me. It was all me off Untadaki or Sylvan Library.
An Ancient Tomb.
Yeah, so I lost 27 life to myself. But it was a fun game. We had a good time. And how about games we played this week? Anything fun happen?
Max needs Wrath of God and Brago. Bad.
So you tutored. You actually were. So you Max. Chris was playing Max's Brago deck, and you needed a Wrath to stay in the game.
Yeah,
I would assume. And you tutored for one, and he didn't have.
No, I had pitched Supreme Verdict in the graveyard because I had Archaeomancer to bring it back. Had already played Austere Command. And I'm like, okay, cool. We'll just go for Wrath of God in here. And I'm looking and looking and looking. I'm like, I guess I just lose.
I don't have it in the deck.
I actually thought you did, but I guess that's probably Dromoka I'm thinking of.
Yeah, it's Dromoka. I have Austere Command, Supreme Verdict, and Rift are my three board wipes, essentially, in that deck.
Well, I am going to use one of my games to impart a lesson onto both our listeners and to you two if you wanted to learn a little something. So you probably had never thought of this before, but don't keep a one land hand, because that's bad. And I did it, and it didn't work.
What deck were you playing?
Commander is very bad.
I was playing Mina and Den. And in my defense, I had like a Sakura Tribe Elder in hand. I had a Nature's Lore. I had a Lotus Cobra. So I had a bunch of 2-drops.
And don't you also play like 45 lands or something like that in there?
38. So not that many, not as many as I used to. But still, with all those 2-drops, I'm like, okay, if I draw land, it's perfect if I draw my first 2 draw steps. But if I need to like go to turn 3 or 4 or whatever, I'll be fine because I could chain all those things together once I hit that second land. I didn't draw a second land until I think turn 7.
Oh.
And the game was just over at that point. I was just not participating.
That sucks.
So I knew I shouldn't. When I kept it, I'm like, I really shouldn't. I shouldn't keep this. This isn't gonna work. But I did it anyway, and that's not something you should do. So I'm passing that on to anyone who thought one land hands and Commander are a good deal. They are not.
I've kept one landers in other formats, but never
sure, right.
Commander.
Not in Commander.
Me too.
Like Modern Burn, maybe you could keep a one lander.
I keep one lander in my Eldrazi all the time. It's like one land, Noble, 2 Ancient Stirrings. I'm like, oh, I'm golden.
Got him.
Well, it didn't work for me. So, yeah, that's the knowledge I am passing on for today. Anything else?
Tajik had a nice battle against Timna and what's the other partner in Orzhov?
Ravos, Soul Tender?
Yeah, Timna and Ravos. Came down to me and a black-white tokens deck and a Boros creature deck, and I got him going one way, and he got me on the crackback for the win.
Well, it was the same player then because it's
Lucas.
It's Lucas who plays a lot of Orzhov decks. Because I played him the next game, and he was playing his Life Swap deck.
Okay.
And he got out, what is the card with Gideon on it from the first Zendikar block where if you're at one life? Or no, it's not Gideon. It's a different one.
It is Gideon. We're giving it to Commander Cookout to play.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. So if you're at one life, you win the game, right? At the end of your turn.
Yes.
Oh, I don't even remember the name of the card.
I forget what it's
Neither
called.
Neither do I.
We'll look it up at some point. But anyway, so he got down to one life because he can flip his life total around. And he got down to one and then pass a turn because he had to make it back around. And I of course had no land, so I was not going to be a threat. And the next player he passes to opens with Greaves into creature. well, that's what happens.
That's great.
You hang on to one life, that's a risk you take. So, and then, of course, I had no lands, so I just died the next turn, too. Yeah, that was fun to see. Because, he was either going to win or he's going to lose. There was no two ways. That was going one of two ways, and there was no third choice there. That game was not going to continue. All right, social media. Anything fun going on there?
Not really anything big going on. There is one thing I have to bring up. We heard from another listener looking for deck lists. I just want to remind everybody that we do post them on every episode.
Yeah, they should be in every episode,
yep.
I think.
Yep. Just a big reminder to everybody, if you're looking for them, that's where you can find them. Click on them. Mine is by no way up to date. One day I will up to date. You don't put it up to date, but I'm not online a whole lot like these other two guys. So
I wonder if you can put static links in Twitter, right? Like in your bio?
Yeah.
I wonder if we can tag them in there, too.
I have static links to our deck pages
Okay.
in all the episode notes.
In the notes, so, right.
So
yeah.
I'm going to check. Maybe the links are dead. There, that could be the very good chance that the link is just dead.
We will verify that, and if they are dead, we will update them in the notes for next week.
Yeah.
Yep.
I just wanted to make sure everybody know that we do post them. If they're dead, that we're terribly sorry. We'll get that fixed.
You just got to click see more on Facebook, and it expands the post, and they're all there.
I think we also had some new Patreon subscribers here.
Boy, howdy, did we ever.
There's a snake in my boot.
Oh, yeah, I love Toy Story.
I might watch Toy Story the other day.
We have to give shout-outs to a bunch of new Patreon subscribers. Thank you again for everybody who supports our show. The money goes to a lot of cool things like new giveaways, our monthly giveaways to the Patreon-only people, the monthly giveaways we do on Twitter, along with paying for some expenses that we do have because, unfortunately, not everything is free.
It is not, but we're not losing money at this point, finally. Because we were when we first started doing it, I mean, no money coming in, hosting it, all the stuff adds up, but we are actually like not losing money at this point. So feels good.
We're in the black.
We're in black. Red. We're in the black.
Black.
It always black sounds worse than red. So,
right,
so
yeah,
I always get
true.
Those two confused.
So we want to give shout outs to the following new Patreon pledges: Michael Neumayer, David Kosk, Leighton Villanueva, Brandon Reynolds, and Sawyer Miller.
Nice. Well, thank you all very, very much for your support. We appreciate it.
Yes, thank you so much. On that subject, I suppose it's time to get to our drawings.
I think now is as good a time as any. We have two of them.
What are we doing?
Two separate things to give away.
We have two things to give away.
From last month, we have the Rats deck, and we have the our three of our favorite cards from 2017.
That is correct.
No way.
So we're going to do the Patreon, the Rat deck.
All right.
That was Patreon only. And the lucky winner is... Raphael. He is a newer Patreon.
All right.
So
congratulations.
Congratulations, you winning the Marin Rat Colony deck.
Nice. Well, we will reach out to you when this airs on Monday and get addresses and stuff figured out. And the other one is for the best of 2017, which was a Scavenger Grounds, a Rich Cards Expertise, and a Mirror Mastery, all in foil, assuming you want foil. If you don't, we can change that for you because that's how accommodating we are at Commander Central.
Can we do that again because it's Mirage Mirror, not Mirror Mastery?
Oh, it is. All right. Mirror Mastery is a bad card from Cons of Tarkir.
You should just love to see if anyone catches
just,
that.
Just leave that. What is leave that in there? We might as well.
See if someone says the winner's like, I don't want
Wait,
Mirror
I got,
Mastery.
I got a Mirror Mastery? Why?
Okay.
And I shouldn't say it's bad, actually. The card isn't that bad. I just no one runs it.
And the winner for that one is Arrogant Ambassador at Greyhawk. And there was more. I couldn't get all your handle on my minimized screen at work today. So we will reach out to you on Monday and get a mailing address from you, and we'll get those cards in the mail.
Excellent.
Congratulations.
Yes, so, congratulations.
So next week we should have some more giveaways for June to announce.
Yes.
Woo!
So we have a week to figure out what that's going to be. Because that's the kind of well-oiled machine we are here at Commander Central.
Fly by the seat of our pants.
Exactly.
When we're wearing them.
Which we are today. Well, no, actually, Chris is wearing shorts.
I have shorts on. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
We came straight from work, so we're dressed like professionals.
It's my house. You're lucky I kept mine on.
I don't care.
Yep.
You've seen it before.
Yeah.
Seen
Every
one,
man's the same.
Seen one, you've seen them all. That's what my mom always said.
Whoa, oh. Oh.
Trust me, I'm past that.
You're old. You've become jaded. It no longer bothers you. The scab has hardened over on your heart. All right. One of them. Right. All right. We also want to do a shout-out to one of our sponsors, Flipside Gaming.
Yes, Flipside Gaming, we want to give a shout-out to our new home. You can find us there. And if you use promo code CMDR on all your purchases, $10 or more, you'll get 10% off your order.
And people have been doing that, so thank you very much. That's another way to support the show, and we also appreciate that.
Yeah, I have a huge package coming from them tomorrow.
I actually have to place an order for cards because I figured out my next deck. And I post something on Twitter on Monday, I think, because I want to have a new deck for GP Vegas. I want to have something built. And I'm like, I'm either going to do this or that. One of them was Martin Stromgold, and the other one, I've now forgot what it was going to be.
So it must not be that one.
No, it's not.
It's neither of them.
Oh, really?
Because I was talking to Max about it.
Red is involved, though.
Red is involved. I'm going to do Wasatora, the cat dragon that was in the Dragon Precon deck, because I want to do an extra combat steps deck. And she has an attack trigger that either makes a token or forces you to sack a creature. So then, okay, well, I'll just run extra attack steps, all the cards that do that, and then all creatures that have a combat trigger. Because then I'll double those triggers up when I actually hit somebody or
you
get it.
You just don't want to wait for Battle Bond and get that new awesome warrior chick? Soldier chick?
She would be great. Yeah, she would be great for that, except for I think there's going to be a gazillion people making her into a deck.
Ah.
But she would be perfect for it as well. So anyway, I'm going to go with Wasatora. That's going to be the deck I'm going to have for GP Vegas. It's going to be like first draft, so it's not going to be great, but I will have it there and be able to play it. So you can come find us and play a Wasatora deck that's in beta testing
in
still.
Early stages.
Yes.
I'll have
it's
a beta
infancy.
I'll have a beta deck as well.
Yeah, your token deck, right?
My Gahiji deck, yep.
Nice. All right. So
Chris is shaking his head decks. Who does that?
Here's what's going to happen, though. Like, so this happens every year. Chris goes through his spring modern phase, and then you get burnt out, and you're like, all right, I'm just going to play some Commander
and
for
then
a
I
while.
Show up with, like, 40 different decks throughout the year.
So we're closing in on the turn here where he's like, all right, I'm just burnt up.
I'm waiting for that 3 a.m. text from Chris that's like, I need all of these cards, and it's like 4 pages. And I'm like, okay, well, he's back. Here we go.
Well, you have a big modern tournament this weekend at the store, which is D20. Our local game store here in town. It's their 1 year anniversary.
Indeed.
Happy birthday!
So they're 1 year old, and there's a big tournament, and Chris is playing modern in that one.
Yep. For any of our listeners who are generally close by to us, the artist Jason Felix will be there.
Yeah, that's right. There was some card, I forgot what it was, but I was going to have him autograph something, and I forgot what it was now. I'll have to look it back up. But yes, well, there will actually be an artist in shop. There's a tournament. There's a lot going on.
Yep, I'm going to give him a lot of money and a stack of cards, and he's probably going to hate me for the rest of his life.
You're gonna have him, like, does he do altars on site? Or
no,
just...
he's just signatures, but he did the Full Art Wastes, one of them.
Oh, right,
I have a stack of them, and they're all from him, and I'm just going to set it down, set, like, $40 in front of him and be like, before you leave, I need these all signed.
Nice.
Nice.
Yeah, if you're a bit of colorless deck, that'd be cool to have just all autographed wastes in there, for sure. Okay, well, I suppose we can talk about the color green. Unless I'm forgetting something. Max is looking at me like I've forgotten something important.
No? Nope.
All right, good deal.
Unless we want to say where else you can find us online.
The interwebs. Oh, yes, the interwebs. So you can find us on the Twitter, @CMDR. Facebook search us, CMDR Central. YouTube search us, CMDR Central. And online at CMDRCentral.com.
Now we can proceed.
And I would like to note, Chris, you can also find me online on the EDH Rec podcast once a week, but I ripped you off this week. And
I'm ready for that.
He did
you catch it?
I did.
When I did my my information at the end, I used your, you can find me on the Twitter birds.
I like it.
So that was a boost straight from Chris. So thank you for that. Anyway, moving on to the main body of the show. This is the last one in the Wooburg series?
Yes, finally. It's a year in the making.
So we'll let everyone in on a little secret here. This series we've covered every color, basically, building a mono deck and what the pluses and minuses are. And this is kind of what we do when we're going to skip a week. Like, if we're not going to be around next week, we want to double up two shows. We do this because it's something that doesn't require necessarily the planning that some other shows do.
Right.
So, it also helps new players.
It is. It is useful. Yep. It's not the most exciting thing in the world for us to do, but like it lets us have that week off or the week when someone's, you know, has to meet their parole officer and can't get free or whatever's going on.
Or they're going to Grand Prix Vegas
can't
record.
That's right. So that's what we're doing, Wooburg Green, but it needs to get done. It's the last one in the series, so let's talk about it. So the first thing we usually ask in this, and I'll ask it now, so what's the first thing you think of when you think of the color green in EDH? What do you think it brings to the table that no other color does? What jumps out at you?
Go ahead, Chris.
I'm assuming we're all on the same page with
ramp.
This one.
Oh, yeah, I'm assuming we're all thinking ramp.
Yeah, ramp, and the show's over.
That's it.
See ya.
Green ramps, you can go home.
Yep.
Well, you know what? That's kind of you. There are decks that do that. Like, there are decks that do not. Omnath, Locus of Mana. Just ramps and that's it.
Angry Omnap does that.
Kind of does the same thing, too.
He actually almost pays more off of it because of making the tokens.
Right. It's a very, like, feedback loopy kind of thing you do because you're ramping out, which lets you play more stuff, which lets you maybe ramp more to play more stuff. I mean, everything ties together in green. Ramp is really, really useful.
And in my opinion, it's a better type of ramp, whereas other decks can ramp as well. But you're playing your mana rocks to ramp.
Right. Which are much more fragile.
Yep. And this isn't, unless you're playing against that wonderful human being that we all love that just goes Armageddon, Jocko Hops, all that stuff, and just laughs at you the whole game.
But if you're playing artifacts, that's still going to blow that up most of the time, too. Jocko Hops, anyway. Armageddon won't. But so you still have this, kind of the same problem there. And I guess when we talk ramp, you usually think of like Sky Shard Claim kind of effects or Nature's Lore where you put a land into play. But green.
Explosive Vegetation.
Explosive Vegetation. But stay consistent and get me every time.
You need to write a new article because he's running out of ammo.
I am. I'm waiting for another one. Right.
Manolith. Somehow work Manolith into the conversation.
But in addition to like green ramps in a bunch of ways, they have mana dorks, or particularly in other formats, but in EDH as well. Like that's green, does that better than any other color. I mean, there's a few in white, I think. And black might have some old ones, maybe. I can't remember. But like that's almost exclusively green. There's a bunch of green enchantments, like Enchant Lands, like Wild Growth, or what's the one that gets played in Modern? Its name I've just forgotten.
Utopia Sprawl.
That go on lands that are also in forms of ramp. One of Max's favorite cards, Frontier Siege.
Yeah.
An enchantment that ramps you out. So there's a lot of other things green does besides just put lands into play, but it's all still in green.
Yep.
But in addition to like just ramping, that fixes your colors too. Like green, baked right into what green does, if green's part of your deck, it can fix the colors by virtue of letting you get a land that does two things. And that's also something nobody else really does, and people kind of maybe forget when they talk about ramp. It's not just ramp in green. It's getting you that mountain as well, or getting you that island as well, and getting you the colors you really need.
Yeah, it's much easier to run multicolored decks if you're already playing green within those colors.
Right.
Because you can fix your mana.
Yep.
So much faster, so much easier than any other deck.
And even some of the mana dorks. Birds of Paradise makes any color.
Yep.
Is Hierarch just green, or is it
Hierarchy, it's green, band white, and blue. Sylvan Carry added is a 0/3 for 2 that creates any color, and has Hexproof.
Yeah, so there's...
And Defender. We can't forget the Defender.
Right. Prismatic Omen is in green that fixes, and that gets played in Modern as well. So there's... Yeah,
that's an expensive card, though. Let's not talk about that one.
So ramp does a lot of things. There's also a bunch of cards in green that like have, you know, XX power and toughness based on number of lands you control. Multani, the new Multani that was just in Dominaria, does that.
I think the old one did that as well.
I think,
but I think it was off of basic forest or something.
Something like that.
But it was still based off of your lands.
So there's a lot of things in green that also tie in with that ramp. You know, green can often animate lands to attack. That's based on ramp as well, basically. The more lands you have, the more lands you have to swarm with.
Yep.
I find it interesting the more recent ramp cards that have been printed are based off of, like, the power of creatures you control. So, like, Traverse the Outlands.
Is the number of basics...
Get equal to the highest power of creature you control.
That, I mean, again, that kind of synergizes in, though. Like, if you have... Multani out.
Or a Galta.
Right. I mean, all that stuff kind of ties in together.
Right.
We always go to Galta. How come never like Mossbridge Troll or something like that?
Galta's new.
I saw Moss. We'll get off topic slightly. I just saw somebody today talking about Mossbridge Troll with that new worm.
Yes, I saw that as well. It seemed like it would be
like,
fun.
Oh, man.
I'll draw 25 cards. Right. I'm like, oh, I want to do that.
And my creature won't die. It'll be fine.
Yep.
I'll just draw all the cards. Yeah, that was great. Okay, so... In addition to those things, which are all kind of tied to ramp, what else does green do really well in Commander?
They have big creatures that kill all the other creatures because they have trample, typically.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing. Big creatures, but a lot of their big ones have keywords, such as trample. Some have reach. Other ones have other different slight keywords.
Hexproof.
Yep. There's quite a bit of death touch in green. There's regeneration, older stuff, but like it's really difficult to get rid of some of those old trolls, whether it's Thrun or Troll Aesthetic or something like that. Regeneration is a pain in the butt to deal with a lot of times as well.
Yeah, and for new players,
it's tough to understand.
Regeneration is not something you're going to see anymore in the future. So
yeah, I think they're done with that, right? They said they're not going to do it anymore.
It is no longer a legacy keyword or whatever they used to call it.
A evergreen keyword.
Green, see? I knew I was screwing it up.
Woo!
Green has pretty good draw.
Yeah, going off our big nasties right there.
Right, and that's the even better part. Green's draw is almost always tied to creatures, but Green's creatures are almost always really good. So that's almost... I think that was supposed to maybe be a hindrance.
Joke's on them.
Well, and maybe it is in standard.
A few wizards.
Like right, exactly. But it probably is in standard. Like, you were probably never going to cast Soul's Majesty when it was in... the Alara block for regularly. It wasn't seen
or
standard
even
play, probably.
Rishkar's Expertise.
Right, that didn't see any standard play at all.
I don't think I've seen anyone cast a Rishkar's Expertise. The other expertises I've seen, but not that one.
Because it's six mana.
Yep. Right. However, in Commander, that card's insane.
I love it so much.
It's so good. I cast it in our pod at GP or at SCG Minnesota.
Oh my God.
And forgot to put something free into play.
Yeah.
That's the best part of the card, I think.
My board state was so ridiculous.
Spoiler, Dana and I played probably the sloppiest Magic of our career that weekend.
Awful.
It was terrible.
So awful.
But the kid to my right, so the kid who would have been after Dana, said, "So you're casting Nature's Lore for free after drawing 27 cards?" And Dana's like, "Oh no, I just need a land," and it didn't click. I'm like, "Yep, that's what I saw happen."
And I still won next turn. It was insane. But yeah, I think that's the thing. Like, I think a lot of the stuff is because Commander is so much different than Modern and than Standard in terms of what is powerful and what isn't. So I think they don't understand maybe, or the cards they make aren't intended to be as great at draw in green as they are. And they're great in Commander.
They are phenomenal.
Mentis Fall and Life's Legacy are two I like a lot. Now, you need to, like, if you're playing Elf Ball, it's not going to probably do you much good. But if you're playing any other kind of green deck, basically, being able to sack something at instant speed with Mentis Fall is amazing. But, like, even Life's Legacy for two mana, you can a lot of times draw 8 or 9 cards off that.
Easily.
Or more.
Oh, yeah.
Easily.
Greater good. And it's a sack outlet. So, like, in a Marin deck, something like that, where you can... sack it, recast it, but draw a fistful of cards. I mean, so many of the green draw spells are just so good. And they even have go wide ones, like Shamanic Revelation in a token deck is great.
What's the other one? I know there's two of them.
There's
like
Collective
that.
Unconsciousness.
That's the other one.
Which is the same casting cost, but it doesn't have the
ferocious
trigger. But it's still good. Like,
yeah.
I still run
if I were playing
deck.
A tokens deck, I would play both of them and just be, well, if I get the ferocious trigger, cool. If not, whatever. I'm just netting a whole
right.
bunch of cards.
A couple of the Garruks have pretty good draw baked onto them, either on size of creature or number of creatures you control as well. And Harmonize. Harmonize is a really good card in green.
It's great. I mean, draw 3 for 4, I'll take
concentrate.
It.
That's exactly what it is
yep.
in green.
But it's great in green, and concentrate is not good in blue.
Well, nope. I'd still play concentrate in blue.
It's not nearly as good as Harmonize as in green.
Yes.
Comparative to the other blue draw spells, it's not
right.
good.
Sylvan Library.
That card's broken.
That card won me a game on Tuesday.
Yeah, just because you're able to dig down and find an answer?
Yep.
I remember, like, first playing Commander, and I put it in a deck, but I think I almost always just used it like Mari's Wake. No,
mm-hmm.
what's the one?
Sensei's Divining Top?
Or Top, basically, yeah. Where you can look down 3. I hardly ever drew cards because four life to draw a card. I
do it all the time. I don't even care anymore.
Nowadays, I'm like, I'll just draw 2.
Especially when I look at it and it's 3 lands. I'm like, oh no, we're getting rid of all
yes,
of these
right
now.
Yeah,
not even just to keep them, just to get them out of the way so you can see what else is down
yep.
there.
I've never done that, but that is a great idea, Chris. It's like, oh, it's 3 lands. Okay, take the 8 life, draw 3 of them, so you know your next 3 cards hopefully are decent.
Yep, and
right.
you're not going to miss land drop in your next 3 turns, neither.
Yep.
And worst case, you have to discard a land like... a Riftstone Portal, are the one from the new Innistrad block where you can pay 3 to bring it back, you know?
Right.
Yep.
There are cool things you could probably do with that interaction.
Drownyard Temple.
That's what it was.
Yeah, there's so much good stuff with Green's draw that I think people kind of gloss over that, about how useful a lot of it is. So what else does Green do really well that you like to see in a Commander game?
Tokens. I think Green is one of the colors that makes the most tokens. I could be wrong. I'm sure a listener's going to just harass me about it. But
maybe what? Man, I don't think so.
Can I spin this a little?
Sure.
I think they have the best token support.
Support.
Well, I would say both. It probably has the most token generation and the best support.
I don't think it has the best generation. I think Red's going to outwin us there with Goblins.
Maybe.
Because of like Cranko and stuff like that.
Okay. I can get behind that.
But Red doesn't have Doubling Season, Parallel Lives, anything like
that.
All the fun stuff.
Druid's Repository or... Earthcraft
right.
or
Evolutionary Leap, where you can sack that token
right.
and go get a better creature.
What was the one from Shadows of Innistrad?
Mossbridge Troll.
The bad Earthcraft from Shadows of Innistrad.
Well, I have no idea because it's Shadows of Innistrad, and that set.
I don't remember that
great.
One either. It's like right on the tip of my tongue.
That you can, yeah, man. We're
all I know is I had Shadows had Emrakul, and I had PTSD from Tuesday because I got Emrakul'd four times in the game.
Oh no!
In one game,
I got Emrakul'd four times.
Were you playing that mono black
Erebos
nope. deck?
Nope.
I taught him a lesson, Dr. Steve. You knew I had Counterspell Magic up, and you still forced in a Torment of Hailfire and an Exsanguinate into my Counterspells when I could just counter it for make you pay three mana and you didn't have any mana left over.
Oh. Nope, this was a Shaley deck.
Okay.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So you got Emrakul five times against a Shaley
four.
Deck. Four times. That's rough. But I guess good on you for not dying during losing any of those four turns.
I murdered him.
Did you?
Quickly.
I would too after that. I'd be like, oh, really? Me? Of all people? Why don't you target someone else?
I was playing my Tajik deck too, so it wasn't even like he was getting anything good. It's like, I have one card in hand. Go right ahead and Emrakul me.
Oh, and by the way, Cryptolith Rites is the card we were struggling to come up with the name of.
Oh, oh,
the one that
I
taps
love
for Cryptolith
mana.
Rites.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the new one from Dominaria, Song of Freylies, does the same
right.
thing.
Yeah.
But with an upside and a downside, because you only have two turns to do it, but then
but
after the third turn...
All your creatures get a plus one counter, vigilance,
right.
trample...
Indestructible, I do believe.
And indestructible. So
no
in a token
turn,
deck,
yeah.
that's great.
Yeah. So yeah, I would agree with both of those things. Great token support and great token production. And what's great about tokens and Commander especially is it kind of gets around resource disadvantage, because one card can turn into three or five or ten cards, or at least 10 creatures that are the equivalent of cards most of the time.
Yep.
So that's a great way to cheat out an edge, and green does it is better than any other color.
Yeah.
All told. The other thing I always think of with green is artifact and enchantment removal, which is kind of easy to take for granted because white also does it and red hits artifacts. Yep. But
I think white does it better for
probably,
both of them.
Particularly in recent years, I think they've put more of the effects in white than they have in green.
But green's still got your good effects. I mean, you may not be able to exile it like white does, but shuffling it into the deck is so good.
Yes.
Shuffling in is great, especially if they just topped. Like, oh,
right.
I know what my next three are. Okay, cool. I'm going to unravel something, and now you got to shuffle.
Unless
or just
you
cross
Chaos
and grip.
Warp Mirari's Wake, and then a Chaos Warp goes flying across the room.
And it turns into Mirari's Wake? Is that what happened?
Yeah.
Is that the enchantment
that's
that he
exactly
hit?
What happened. So another games we played, someone Chaos Warped my Mirari's Wake, and I shuffled hardcore. I cut the deck myself. I had him say, nope, I saw you cut the deck. I'm going to flip the top card. I said, okay. And he went, what? And there's Mirari's Wake, and the Chaos Warp flew across the store.
Well, at that point, that card's broken. Chaos Warp, so you need a new Chaos Warp.
Yep.
It's not defective. So that makes sense.
But still, the ability to shuffle in green with your Declamor
yeah.
and Unravel the Aether is huge.
Yeah.
Or K-Grip to have split second on it so you can't
yep.
get past.
I love K-Grip.
Or the sweepers, like there's stuff like Back to Nature and Tranquility that just destroy all of the enchantments or all the artifacts.
Calming Verse, is that the one that destroys everything but yours if you tap
yep.
out for it?
Creeping Corrosion destroys all artifacts in green. So I think that's the only artifact sweeper, but there's a couple that do all of everything.
I want to play that one enchantment. It's like a static enchantment, and it destroys all local enchantments. And I just want to confuse everyone at the table.
But
see if they can figure it out.
How many local enchantments do you have?
I'm not from here. I'm not local.
I'm from out of town, so I am fine. What else?
They have. Go ahead. Nope.
I want to see where you're going because I have one more, so I don't want to.
I was going to say they have somewhat decent graveyard recursion.
That's where I was going
okay.
with
it. So there's Regrowth that returns anything.
Yep.
And my favorite card, Seasons Past, does a bunch of stuff because it's one of every CMC in your graveyard, which I got to cast on Tuesday.
For mono green, I can't think of the name of the card. I really should have looked this up because it just popped in my head now. I think it's something called like Multani's Decree or Eldamri's Decree or something like that. You reveal X green cards in your hand, reveal two green cards in your hand, return two green permanents from your graveyard to your hand. Something similar to that.
Hmm.
I'm looking. Multami's Decree, three and a green, destroy all enchantments. Nope, that's not it.
Nope. I will figure this out for all you listeners out there, because I'm just like...
I just Scryfall Decree, and the only green card was that one,
okay.
and then Decree of Savagery, which I know isn't what you're talking about.
Decree of Savagery, ooh. Okay, we'll just skip that part. I will figure this out.
There's also Praetor's Council, which lets you basically bring your whole graveyard back to your hand.
Yes.
And you have no maximum hand size.
Yep. And there's no way of getting rid of that. Like with a Reliquary Tower, you can blow it up, but with that, you can't. It's almost like an emblem.
Yeah, you just have no maximum hand size.
Yep.
I'm kind of surprised they haven't changed that to an emblem just because it's like such a ongoing effect. But
I think you're just supposed to remember it. And
yeah.
I won't remind someone if they start discarding. I'll be like, oh, free information.
Green has good tutoring, at least for creatures. It can't
Agreed.
Get anything else, I don't think, but it can get creatures better than... And it can put them right into play with some of the cards, too.
Aside from Genesis Wave, which...
Right.
I don't know if we consider that a tutor or not.
Or a draw spell,
and
kind of.
Primal Surge, I think, is the other one.
Similar.
And
similar
the
effect.
New one from Dominaria.
Primal Surge. I used to play that years ago. It's not a good card. Don't play it.
I don't know.
I had it in my Sigarda deck, and it was just too annoying to like have a gazillion things in play.
If you have an all-permanent deck, it's worth it.
I suppose.
It can win you. It just should just win games most of the time. If your deck is built around it, it should just win you the game. But yeah, I'm not sure if that's really a tutor or not, but it kind of is.
Yep.
But even stuff like Worldly Tutor, Green Sun Zenith is great. Tooth and Nail.
I haven't seen a Tooth and Nail in quite a while.
I haven't either. Not
really.
I love
Tooth and Nail, but it's so like anti like how I play, so I don't run it.
Here's one. That does similar, and it is green, technically, maybe not, but Birthing Pod?
Yeah.
Yeah?
That's a tutor. Birthing Pod probably should see a little more EDH play than it does. I'm surprised it doesn't.
Yeah, because, I mean, worst comes to worst, you set up your deck, and you know the CMCs of your deck, so you know if I sack this guy, I can go for this guy to do what I need to do.
That's why we don't see it played a lot. I don't think people put enough thought into it. The people who play it just jam it in because it was good and modern without understanding the concept behind the card.
Yep, right. You need to know your deck if you're playing that card, because then you know all your outs and what the best option is instead of spending 20 minutes looking through your deck.
Right, you should know what card you're going to grab when you pot something.
Yep.
Let's see. Green has good like single card win conditions. Not a lot of colors do that, but like Triumph of the Hordes oftentimes can just win you the game. You mentioned Primal Surge, all the overrun stuff, whether it's on a creature or actual overrun or overwhelming stampede themselves. Berserk can just win you games sometimes. So there's quite a few cards in green that just end games.
Love it.
If you set up around it, you can just win. And also fog. There's a few fog effects in white, and there's a one or two in black, kind of. But
Constant Miss is the worst card ever created.
It is the worst card ever created.
I Constant Miss locked, I think, you kind of on
Saturday.
On Saturday.
You did.
I didn't need it to win necessarily, but like Max was just... I think you scooped because you're like, I was just done.
You showed me, and I said, okay, you win.
Yeah. In a deck that has that many lands, it's just you're just going to win.
Yeah, me and Den got out of control on Saturday.
Because I had more than one land to start the game.
You, actually, the words were, I'm out of basics.
Yeah, I did. I ran out of basic lands to tutor up in that deck. Okay, so those are the big ones that are good, and green has a lot of positives. But what are the negatives green has?
A few. I think a big weakness, and people are going to argue this with me day and night, but green has a huge weakness to flying.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely.
Oh,
yes,
yeah.
Yes, they have reach creatures, but a lot of the reach creatures suck really bad.
The flying you get with green comes at the expense of playing a second color.
Yep.
So yes. Dromoka, Atarka, those Wasatora.
Right.
They're all two or three color creatures, so you have to decide, do I want to play mono green or do I want to play Jund? But I totally agree. There is no real good flying. I mean,
Hornet
Queen.
Birds of Paradise. Birds. I mean, there's a couple things. That's the weakness of my Rekkei History Kamigawa deck, is if I'm playing against a deck with a bunch of flying, I have to just win the game because I can't survive. Because
you have Jugen, you have Hope Girapur, and that's it.
That's it. I've got two flyers in that deck, and once they're gone, or if I haven't drawn them, I'm just getting slapped by dragons the whole game. So... And I think it's a bigger... That's one of the things that's kind of the opposite of the draw spells. In standard, green having no flyers isn't ideal, but like it's a much less of a problem than it is in Commander.
Yep.
Where there's so many angels and dragons and things that have demons with flying and like things swinging in at you with that as their main form of evasion. You see a lot more of that in Commander than you do in standard.
True.
I think green... So we mentioned this as the positives in terms of green's draw, because our creatures are so good in Commander, you draw a lot of cards, but having stuff tied to creatures also is bad. in some ways, because if you get to that point where you don't have any creatures in hand, or you just a board wipe just hit or something, and you're at one card and you draw that Soul's Majesty, it doesn't do you any good until you get a body into play.
That's true.
Whereas the other colors, for the most part, can just draw their cards. Which is, I think, why talking about Harmonize being good, that's why Harmonize is so good in green. It's the one thing that lets you just draw cards without having to have creatures out.
Yeah, I 100% agree with that.
Green has no creature board wipes.
Not true.
Well,
Whirlwind?
It has no, like,
there we go.
No damnation, I should say.
No all creature type of deal. It's specified to certain types of creatures.
And it can destroy flyers with Hurricane, with Tropical Storm. There's a handful of ones over the years that just destroy all flying creatures.
Yep.
And there's even some targeted ones that are like destroy
Plummet
target.
Yeah. And stuff like that. Yep.
Yep. That just destroy target flyers. So that's the way they shore up that flying weakness.
But you really don't want to slot those in your deck for something like
Not
that.
Not in Commander, I wouldn't think.
Yeah.
Especially when you only have one. If you were allowed two or four copies, yeah, that's great. But one copy in 99, you might never see that.
So I just hope your Beast Within is there in hand if you need to deal with that Berserk Flying Dragon that's going to hit you that you can't touch.
You can't cast spells on my turn.
That's true.
Oh,
that's
no.
Right. That's right. That's your counter defense to that.
And that's how Constant Miss doesn't work against Dramoka.
Right, exactly. Yeah, you're playing the wrong deck to me have Constant Miss out. So those are the big ones, I think, in green. I guess I wrote down that it's vulnerable to counter magic, but that's not really unique to green.
No.
Like every spell
every
is
color.
But I do believe that green actually has more cards than any other one that says can't be countered.
Yes.
Maybe. Yeah, there's quite a few that I can think of that do. So, what ways do you work around green's weaknesses?
Win. Win first.
Well, no, kind of, yeah. Like that's I mentioned that in my recce deck. I was talking about like how I can't deal with flyers, so I just have to win. That's my plan, as I just run straight ahead.
And you do.
Yeah,
every time.
You're right, exactly.
I have a good one here. It's actually play smarter than your opponents. You are playing a multiplayer game.
You bet.
If you can get into the heads of your opponents to make them turn on the people who are you're at disadvantage to, it will help you.
Yeah.
Or in the old words of a fellow who we used to play with, it's just a 1/1 token.
Used to play with.
Used to play with, because he no longer shows up.
It's summertime,
you
man.
You know who you are if you're listening.
Yeah, you know.
that's a big deal. Like I think we've discussed color weaknesses before. No one's mentioned that, but that's a really good point. You can play around them a little bit. If I'm playing my recce deck, I absolutely am keeping an eye on Max's Dramoka deck if he's playing that, or like if someone's playing dragons or angels, I'm keeping an eye on them, and I'm also trying to not make them mad at me. That's something I do with those decks. Like I'm trying not to generate.
But have you noticed though,
players.
When you play recce, that people don't really like ignore you anymore? They're
that's
like,
they
oh,
do
we
not
know what's gonna happen here.
Yeah, I was gonna say nobody ignores Recce anymore.
My days of flying under the radar with that deck are over.
Is there a card that says stopped triggered abilities? Because that's what I'm gonna put in every one of my decks to stop Recce.
I can think of one that's ETBs. I don't know if
I'm just
triggered.
Gonna stop
it's
you
a cast,
drawing.
It's on a cast trigger.
Yep, I'm gonna stop you from drawing every card in your deck. Well, I guess there's that white card that players can only draw one card a turn.
Yeah, that would
Spirit of the Labyrinth. I think that's what it's called.
But you shouldn't play that against me. That's trash.
It might go into all my white decks now. Except Dramoka, because it doesn't fly.
Yeah, I like both of those answers. Kill people before they can kill you and kind of play smart. That's good.
Yep. Now, with the lack of creature removal, you could play green does have a form of creature removal in the fight mechanic.
Yep. Yes. And your creatures are probably bigger than everybody else's, so you're probably going to win those fights.
Yep.
So that makes a difference for sure. I liked the new one that was in Battle Bond. I think it was 3 mana, a colorless and a green. I forget what it's called, but 2 of your creatures deal damage equal to their power to a target creature.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't deal it back. It wasn't even a true fight. It's just they deal their damage to it.
Yep.
I'm like, man, in green, in Commander, that's just a kill spell. Like, that's almost always, if you have creatures in play and you're in green, very infrequently is that not just going to kill something. And unlike with fight, you don't have to worry about the stuff cracking back.
The creature has death touch. You just kind of go,
it's even better.
No.
Right. So, yeah, fight is, and actually fight's a pretty fair mechanic, I think. Like, it's not super strong. You have to be smart when you use it. But it feels like a very green way to deal with creatures.
Another mechanic along the lines of fight is lure.
Yeah.
You can lure with your big creatures, so all creatures have to block this one, okay, so I'm going to send my 10-10 at you. You have to block. All your creatures have to block my 10-10. And then my 3-3-3s are coming in, and they're going to hit you no matter what.
We get some of that with the new Golgari partner pair to Battle Bond, where one of them has to get blocked by at least two creatures.
Yep.
And the black partner has Death Touch, so you don't want to block it, and it knocks your life in half. So you need to have three creatures out, or you're going to lose half your life. Just that's it.
That's true.
Those are both swinging at you. So yeah, that's also something green tends to do well.
Lure is like green's version of Menace, essentially.
Yeah, yep, pretty much.
A reverse type of Menace.
Yeah. Or almost better type of Menace.
In some ways.
Yeah. I haven't seen a Lure effect in a while. Last time I saw a Lure effect was when you played it in your Glissa deck, and it was very, very annoying.
Nemesis Mask.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, yeah, attack. Oh, yeah, I got a black Glissa. 1 point to Death Touch, 1 point to Death Touch, 1 point to Death Touch.
Luckily, she has first strike, so I don't have to worry about any of your stuff doing damage to me. So that works out nicely. What colors do you like to pair with green?
All of them?
That was my answer, too. Everything works well with green.
But specifically white.
Okay.
I have to say white or black. People are going to hate me for this, too. Man, I'm just making some enemies today. I think blue is the weakest color to pair with it.
Really?
Really? You think Simic is?
Yep.
Weakest or, like, the one you like the least?
Like the least. I think it's the weakest, too. Like, because, yes, the blue-green creatures themselves are good, but I don't think the two colors pair well together. You're lacking your hardcore removal of creatures, your board wipes, that kind of stuff that you can get from other colors.
We don't have enough time in the night to have this discussion.
No, I have
Hush
noticed
that
before.
Zorius Mage.
Well, I do kind of agree to a degree. What I would say is I don't think green and blue complement one another very well. Like some color pairs fix the other one's weaknesses and vice versa.
They are the definition of enemy color.
Right. Whereas green and blue, it's just that they're so good. There's so many good cards that
they share enough of the same mechanics, specifically like +1/+1 counters, where they just mesh so well together. So if you play +1/+1 counters, you're going to probably be better than everybody else on the table if you built your deck correctly.
And because you can ramp up more lands, you have more lands free for counter spells in blue. So like there's synergy there, but I don't think... Because it's not like, you know, black can't deal with artifacts and enchantments, but white can. So when you're playing black-white, you offset the weakness black has.
Yep.
It's not one of those situations, really. But they're just both strong colors and play really well together. My answer was all colors, too. Like, there's just nothing. I think I have one of each color pair deck with green. I have a Selesnya deck. I have a Simic deck. I have a Gruul deck. And I have a Golgari deck. I mean, I've got...
And your
Simic
deck really isn't a true green, blue deck.
Yeah,
it's blue.
Yeah.
I enjoy playing green. Is it anyone's favorite color of the color pairs?
I don't know if it's my favorite, but it is the color I put in most decks when I build. Like when I look at all of my decks, I have more decks with green in it than I do any other color, whether it's mono, two color, three color, five color.
I'm not a fan of mono green. Now, green splash with something else, or green is your main color. But like two other colors with it, I like that, but not as a mono color.
It might be my favorite color if I really think about it. The thing I like about green is I tend to the creatures are always interesting and they're always things I like. Green just like I like the feel of the color. And I thought about this the other day, and I wish I would have mentioned on the Red podcast when we did Wooburg Red. One of the things I don't like about red is I physically don't like the color of the cards, particularly the old ones. I don't like the shade of red. Which is ridiculous. Like, that's not a reason not to like. That's insane. But really, I do. Like, it gives me, like, I'm like, ugh. I just don't like the color. Yeah. Whereas I like the way the green looks. I just think it makes for a good-looking card.
Watsy, bring back brown artifacts, please. Right.
Yes, please. I want those in foil so bad. I hate this gray crap.
The old foil artifacts, I love how they look. They look so good. Yeah, I don't mind the silver or grayish that they have now, but I just think the old foils in those artifacts look so, so good.
Yeah.
Okay, anything else about green that you guys want to touch on here briefly? How about this? What are your favorite green cards?
Oh, lordy. Mono greens exclusively?
Yeah, I would say exclusively.
Well, we already talked about one of mine, which was Seasons Past.
Yes. You like that card so much, and you've used it so much, you've turned me around on it.
Really? Are you playing it now?
I don't have it anymore. I had it in... It's in the rough cut of Wasatora. I'm down to like 102, and it's still in the deck at this point. So I need to cut three more cards.
I played it Tuesday and brought back 9 cards out of my graveyard. playing Dromoka. And then when the Chaos Warp happened, I'm like, I looked at him, I said, I don't care that you're Chaos Warping my Mirari's Wake. He said, why? I said, Seasons Past is now getting shuffled into my deck off of the bottom. And he goes, oh my gosh, I didn't even think about that, because I still have like 10 cards in my graveyard. Like, I chose this over this. So I'm like, I just get to cast Seasons Past again, hopefully. That's what I'm hoping gets flipped.
I just get all the things. I think I mentioned this before. I like Sylvan Library a lot. I'm just a fan of that card. One of my first favorite cards in the game was Verdurn Enchantress, and I'm still a fan of that card.
She's like impossible to find, too.
Really?
And she's like a 75-cent card, and I can't find her anywhere.
I'll have to look and see if I've spared. Do you need one for a deck?
No, I don't need one for a deck anymore. But when I was looking for her, you just could not find her anywhere.
She hasn't been printed in a long time, because they usually do Mesa Enchantress now, I think. So, because I don't even think she's modern legal, I don't believe.
Yeah, she's printed in 9th edition.
Yep.
Was she in 8th edition? Okay.
Yep.
And I like Garuk as a Planeswalker. Although we haven't seen him in years since, what, Corset 14, since M14?
15? Was 15 when he was
okay.
Apex Predator?
Yep.
Corset 19, he could come back.
He could.
And kill Jace.
Oh, yeah.
I think I saw something on Twitter where, spoiler, the final Ravnica set's going to occur, the big showdown. Garou's going to come in and just kill everybody and walk away, carrying, like, Bolas's horns and Jace's cloak and just walks away from the battle scene.
See, but the downside to that is that Jace could just get into his head and fix him.
No, they'll make Jace lose his memory again.
Right, that's the fix for Jace. He has constant amnesia. It's like a soap opera. It's like Days of Our Lives with Jace.
Oh, and they'd probably pick like Joey Tribbiani to play Jace, so he's like this lovable, funny character.
Oh, that would be great.
What are you doing?
90s Joey Tribbiani as Jace. That's pretty perfect.
So, my favorite green card, and it is not a green card.
Okay.
It's called Ancient Stirrings.
And that's
I know this is not a good commander card,
but I play it the most out of any other green card, and it should totally be a blue card. It should not be a green card.
Right.
Because that's the one out of Zendikar, original Zendikar block, right?
Yep. Where you look at the top five, reveal a colorless card, and put it into your hand for one green mana.
So that just lets you grab
Tron lands.
Tron lands.
Anything you want. Yep.
Yeah. Devoid artifacts, spells.
Anything. Artifacts. Devoid. We got to talk about this, so hate to jump off subject, but during SCG Minneapolis, I was playing a humans player who plays Aurak Champion, has a smug look on his face, and passes the turn. I have an Eldrazi Obligator on the field with a Noble Hierarch. And I'm like, okay. So I'm like, going to combat, attack, exalted trigger. So now he's a 4-2. And he's like, block with Aurak Champion. I'm like, kill it. He's like, it's got pro red. I'm like, colorless. And he just, after that, he was so salty and mad.
very nice.
I always forget that too, that the void ones are colorless.
Yep. The whole time he complained, why do they have a red mana symbol if they're colorless? Rah, rah, rah. And his buddy sitting next to him just shaking his head.
Like, man, you should be playing modern. Like, this isn't Commander where you like see obscure cards. It's modern. You should know that, or don't play modern. All right. Any final green stuff we want to touch on before we sign off for the episode?
I am good.
Chris?
I can't think of anything. If you enjoy playing green, play it. Crush your opponents.
Yeah.
Ramp, and drop the Mossbridge Troll.
Yeah.
All right. That is it for this week. We will be back next week. Until then, I am Dana.
I'm Max.
And I'm Chris.